Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app. Music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.
You've reached the Every Little Thing helpline. Please leave your message after the honk.
This is Corey calling. I have a factual emergency, and it's about geese. One day when I was trying to enter the building at my work, this goose started kicking at me and trying to attack me. I made it into the building. When I left from work that day, there was poop on my car. So I'm curious, do geese have the cognitive ability to see me and my car and then poop on it as an act of vengeance? This would be very helpful to get to the bottom of this because I'm terrified of this goose. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Corey. This is Ian Chillog.
Hey, Ian.
Before Flora left for parental leave, she asked me if I could be on call for any vengeful bird issues that might arise. So, first things first, are you okay right now?
I am safe and secure in my home office.
All right, I'm glad to know you're safe. And I'm glad that you called the ELT helpline for this. If the goose comes to get you, you can call our other helpline, 911.
I'll keep that in mind.
I realize I keep calling it the goose. I should have asked, does the goose have a name?
Yes, the goose does, actually. The goose is named Dave.
Dave.
Yes.
Okay, so I understand you work at a church in Michigan, and that's where your path first crossed with Dave's. Tell me about your first meeting with him.
So the first encounter I had with Dave would be on Good Friday, ironically enough. We were getting ready to do a church service and waiting for the people to arrive. And then all of a sudden, there's a goose literally standing guard at the entrance to the church. And we realized that there was a nest right next to the door. So by Easter, we had a big plywood sheet covering the nest, and we had a bunch of cones and stanchions set up to kind of just make him a private area because, you know, he didn't know where he put his nest.
It's easy to understand why you would do such a kind thing for Dave. We called some members of your church, and he sounds like a really nice guy.
I got hissed at. I got chased after a bunch of times. It was a very brazen goose, Dave.
He's literally like blocking the way, like I can't get into the building, and he starts hissing and honking.
When we'd come into the building, occasionally he would be staring into the building at us, beat to the door like, hey, I'm coming for you.
My wife was walking into the church and she didn't see the goose coming, and it was walking toward her like doing an aggressive waddle, and I decided to get between her and the goose, and it really didn't like that. It like kind of reared up. It like flapped its wings and got like eye level with me, and it did like a hiss, like some sort of like snake turkey hybrid.
We have a guy who walked outside, and he's this big older gentleman, and he ran. I've never seen this man run in his life. He ran full speed at this goose with his arms out wide. He was like flapping at him like he was a goose, and that scared Dave away for a little bit. And honestly, I think it would have scared me away too.
I should have had a trigger warning, but that all checks out and is very familiar.
Corey, I'm getting the sense that Dave threw your church into chaos.
Yes. One of our drummers chased him down with a snare drum, thinking that would be effective. There was one person that had a leaf blower, and he was blowing the goose away. I felt it was justified because he had just flown towards an elderly woman. And so I'm like, okay, all bets are off. You're flying at the elderly women.
This is war, Dave.
Exactly.
Tell the truth, Corey. Did you engage?
I did speak to him. I reasoned with him.
Wait, so when you're trying to reason with Dave, what are you saying?
I'm just trying to get to work. You know, I know you're just protecting your eggs. I'm not going to attack you. There's nothing to fear. Although I did one time, he starts coming towards me and he starts hissing and flapping his wings, and he's massive. And I just take my insulated water bottle and I fling it towards him. I'm not trying to actually hit him. I'm trying to just shoo him away and scare him. Yeah, I hit a breaking point. Not my proudest moment.
I can't imagine Dave just let that fly. How did he respond?
When I left work that day, I went out to my car and there was goose poop on my car. And that's when I immediately thought, did he do this on purpose? This must be vengeance. And he is absolutely out to get me.
Can I ask, because a church is a unique place. Did you have conversations or were you thinking like, representing our church, how would Jesus handle this situation?
Absolutely. That was my first instinct. And I'm like, I don't want people running out there with snare drums. I don't want people flinging their water bottles. That is not the way you treat God's creations. And, you know, some of God's creations I love very easily and others not so much, like, you know, Canadian geese, one of the ones I'm like, God, why though? So I want to know, how can we handle this so that I don't have to have, you know, God's creations attacking God's other creations?
Well, we found someone to take a gander at your problem.
Hi, Corey.
This is Tony Fox.
Hi, Tony.
Tony is a professor of waterbird ecology based in Denmark. He studies ducks, swans, and he's pretty cozy with your personal bird of prey, the bird you pray will leave.
Oh, I was cuddling a goose this afternoon.
Are they good cuddlers?
No, they fight like cat and dog. In fact, I have scratches from their claws all up my forearms.
Now, this was not recreational goose cuddling. This is Tony's job.
One of the things I do is I determine the sex of these birds, which means turning the poor things upside down and looking at their rear end. And they tend to fight a lot. So I'm not popular with geese, I have to say, even though I am a great fan of them. It's a completely one-sided relationship.
Corey, would you be open to goose cuddling?
Absolutely not. No.
There's something very cozy, as I imagine it, about a nice downy wing over me, clutching my chest, holding me tight.
Now that I had, maybe I would snuggle a different goose, but Dave and I, our history, it would not lend itself to wanting to snuggle. Mutually, I don't think Dave would snuggle me either.
So we sent Tony a picture you took of Dave in the church parking lot to get his professional goose assessor's assessment. We'll put that picture on Spotify and Instagram as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's a Canada goose, and it looks pretty angry, I must say. It doesn't look a happy goose. It's really extraordinary to see such a sort of cheeky and sort of spunky goose in such a man-made environment. I mean, that guy, he's serious. He doesn't care. He's in the car park there. He's going to tell you what he thinks.
Okay. How can you tell that it is cheeky and not a shy goose? What are you seeing?
Well, the giveaway is its head and neck are very erect.
Okay.
And one of the things that a male goose, a gander, will do in order to be aggressive is simply to raise its head up and stretch its neck upward like that. To another goose, that's quite threatening because it's now much bigger than it would be under normal conditions.
Yes, that was 100% how I felt, and also felt kind of crazy for thinking that a goose was that mad at me.
You're not crazy. Dave's upset. You've got him walking on eggshells, thinking that you're about to walk on his eggshells.
When it sees a human coming towards a sitting female, it has only one idea, and that is basically that this thing is going to steal its eggs, because I think generally the goose experience of humans is that we're after something from them. We either shoot them because we're hunting them, or we take the eggs because they're tasty.
I like to think of myself as a fairly nice person, and I don't know why anyone would assume that I want to steal their eggs.
I think the perception is that there's going to be disturbance to Dave's reproductive effort. And these poor guys, they have one chance every year. They tend to only lay one clutch of eggs. So they're putting everything into it. So this is his one chance. And that's why he's getting so angry.
Angry enough to say, poop on your car? Corey, you wanted to know, did Dave do that on purpose?
Yes. Did he know that's the guy that tried to hit me with the water bottle?
So for that to be the case, first Dave would have to recognize you. We asked Tony if that's possible.
Yeah, if you keep tame geese, they certainly get to know their keeper. So there's no doubt they have the capacity to recognize individual humans.
Oh boy.
I think because Corey regularly enters their life and causes them concern by being in the vicinity of the nest, they almost certainly will have come to have recognized him. But I think generally they will react in pretty much the same way to any human because they're seen as potential predators, pure and simple.
That checks out. It validates me that he did know me, but it wasn't just about me. It was about people in general.
Yeah. Yeah, he recognized you, but maybe he didn't blame you.
Yes, that's good to know.
So I think the poop on the car is just simply bad luck that you're parking in a place where when he gets animated, he's going to fly around and he's going to poop. Because bless their hearts, geese, they're prone to poop very frequently. I mean, a barnacle goose, which is like a small Canada goose, actually, when it's really going at it, can poop every 3 to 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. The thing of it is, with geese, they don't have a complex gut system, so they can't break down the fiber that is in plant material. So when they eat grass, they're pooping it through as fast as possible. All they're interested in is high intake, but that inevitably means high outtake as well. So they're pooping lots.
That's amazing.
And so to hold that in, just because it's flying over Corey's car, you can't really ask that of a goose, bless it. You know, if it's got to go, it's going to go.
I mean, pooping every 3 to 5 minutes, it's a miracle Dave didn't poop on everyone's car.
Corey, do you feel ready now to absolve Dave of his goosely sins?
I suppose, knowing now how often they need to use the bathroom, Dave, I forgive you for pooping on my car. So that's freeing, honestly.
I'm glad you've forgiven Dave. Now, if you could only find him and tell him that.
Yes.
I understand that's another mystery.
Correct.
That's after the break. Okay, Corey. I have it on the highest authority that Dave the Goose's status has changed. Tell me about it.
So I came to work one day and Dave was not there, which was kind of weird because Dave had been there every day and one of the eggs in the nest was broken and the rest of them were all just still sitting there and both geese were nowhere around, nowhere in sight. So they had seemingly just abandoned the nest with one of the eggs destroyed.
So was that the last known goose sighting?
That's the last sighting. And I've had my eye out looking for him and he's not come back.
Well, Tony has some ideas about what might have happened here. He says the most likely culprit is a predator who broke one of the eggs. And once that happens, the goose parents get out of there because they know that other predators like raccoons and coyotes will catch the scent of that broken egg and come after them. And it is not worth sticking around.
It's much better for her to give up on the eggs that she's got and try again next year because she's likely to be quite long-lived and she's likely to have another chance. And if Dave's keen, I mean, who knows? Maybe he's fed up of this, but I suspect they'll come back and try again.
Oh, man.
Yep. This might not be the end of your relationship with the Dave family.
Generally, the female geese will tend to come back to the same place to nest for the rest of their life.
And geese mate for life. So Lady Dave would be bringing Dave along.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea that they mate for life.
Yeah. It seems like they've kind of mated with you for life as well, possibly.
Yeah, we're going to need some counseling, but maybe Tony can be our therapist and the goose can air their grievances and I can air mine and we'll all get past this together.
Well, Tony does have a few tips for you, just in case the Daves do turn up next year with grievances.
If there's persistent aggression from a gander, the best way is always to back away, but to try and maintain eye contact. Because we have a very flat face, the two eyes are quite intimidating to a goose. That's not something they're used to because their eyes are on the side of the head. So as long as you maintain eye contact with them, they're unlikely to attack you.
That's comforting.
And there is a chance you might get lucky. You may not need any goose defense whatsoever.
If they've had a bad experience and if they've found out a place is not good for them, they will break that tradition. So they'll likely come back to the neighborhood, but not exactly to that nesting place. So all I can hope is that the female has decided this wasn't a good place to nest because she had to give up in the end. So she's wasted a whole summer and she's wasted Dave's time and all that energy attacking poor old Corrie. So with any luck, the whole congregation will be spared from this terrible experience for next year.
What happens when next year they're like, okay, we like the area. The church was no good. This spot looks great. They make their nest. They lay some eggs. They realize they're at Corrie's house.
I dread to think that is just the worst case scenario, Ian. Can we not even think about that? It's horrible because that car's going to get covered again. Let's hope it just doesn't happen. Poor Corrie's had enough from this year, I think. He doesn't deserve more.
Okay, be honest. Does any part of you miss Dave?
I miss the stories because it is just instant camaraderie that you have with, you know, all the different people who are volunteering and coming and attending and working at the church. And that is missed.
Has anything ever unified your church as much as this goose?
I don't know. We all love Jesus. That's pretty unifying. But it's Jesus and the hatred of the goose. Those are the two things that make up faith.
The two tenets of your church.
Yes.
Every Little Thing is produced by Hagar Aldass, Caitlin O'Keefe, Stephanie Werner, Phoebe Flanagan, Annette Heist, and Flora Lichtman, with help from Nicole Pasulka and Doug Barron. Our guest host is Ian Chillug, edited by Jorge Just and Caitlin Kenny, scored by Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, and Dara Hirsch. Additional music from Blue Dot Sessions, mixed by Dara Hirsch. Thanks to Casey Williamson, Steve Davis, and Dan Potizak. ELT is a Spotify original podcast. Listen for free on Spotify. May geese be with you. Goodbye.
Do you talk to geese?
Like an idiot, I do. I tend to sit there stroking their heads and talking to them and reassuring them that we're going to let them free and all their babies too and everything's going to be all right. It doesn't make a heap of a difference, but it makes me feel better, I think, is the truth.